Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with Matthew Heineman, the director of Cartelland. You won Best Director at Sundance for the documentaries this year. First of all, congrats on that.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's great to be here. Thank you.
What was it like sitting at Sundance and then calling your name as the winner there?
Obviously, it was an amazing feeling, and I'm very humbled and grateful that they, gave us that award. So
also got Best Cinematography, and obviously the two work in tandem, director and cinematography. And you can even tell just from the trailers, some of these shots, you have the guy, what was he carrying in the buckets? Was it what to cook his meth? But his face is all in shadows, and it's just gorgeously shot, at least from the trailers, you can already tell that. But as a documentary filmmaker, you can be attracted to any subject, but what drove you to explore this one?
Yeah, so the film is really about these two different vigilante groups, one in Arizona, one in Mexico, both citizen groups who have sort of taken the law into their own hands, quote unquote, to fight against the same common enemy, the Mexican drug cartels. And at its heart, are these two men, these two leaders who are leading this group. They're both 55 years old. They both believe that the government has failed them, and they both, are taking up arms to sort of fight for what they believe in. But the circumstances are quite different. In Mexico, The violence is visceral. It's real. 80,000 plus people killed since 2007. 20,000 plus people disappeared. Whereas in Arizona, the violence is slightly more theoretical. It's a fear that this drug war will seep
its
way across.
Spill over. Yeah. How'd you go about finding those two figures?
I'd read about them in various news sources, and spent on the Arizona side, spent several months trying to get access. Yeah. Mexico, I'd actually started filming there first. Spent about 4 or 5 months filming in Arizona, and I thought that's what the film was about. And then my father actually sent me an article about the Autodefensas in Michoacán, Mexico. Mm-hmm. And the film took a drastic shift. And 2 weeks later, I was in Mexico filming and became this sort of parallel story.
Now, some of those scenes, there's bullets flying, there's gunfire around you, and the camera's just there, almost ducking for cover, getting all shaky cam, Cinema Verite in the back seat. Were you guys ever in fear for your lives while you're shooting this? Probably every day.
Yeah, it was. I'm not a war reporter. I've never been in situations like this before. So it was, a very frightening film to make. A lot of those scenes I was actually, shooting by myself. It was scary. It was frightening. I never thought I'd be in shootouts between vigilantes and cartel. I never thought I'd be in meth labs in the dark desert. And I never thought I'd be in, torture chambers as they're interrogating cartel members. But that's where this film led me. And I think despite all that violence, I think one of the scariest moments for me was actually a moment in which I was talking to a young woman whose husband was chopped up to pieces in front of her after they both were kidnapped by the cartel. And to see this woman who's sitting in a room with me and whose body was there, but whose entire soul had been sucked out of her, and to think about how we're the same species of human beings that would do that to other people was sort of unimaginable to me.
It's like, how does that even exist? Yeah, it's unbelievable. Could you just see it in her eyes, the soul just gone?
Yeah, she had these deeply hollow eyes, and it was very affecting. It stayed with me till still has stayed with me. So
now I know the movie's it's at AFI Docs now, so get out and see it if you can. And if you can't, it's going to be opening in this area. I think in July, right?
It's opening in New York July 3rd, and then DC and across the country July 10th, and then expanding through July across the country.
That's awesome. Explain just the importance, of our listeners listen to this. Everyone watched Breaking Bad, but it's one thing to see it in, a fictional setting like that, but why is it important for them to get out and actually see your on-the-ground footage of documenting what's actually happening?
I think several reasons. First of all, I didn't want... There's been policy films, there's been articles, there's been books about, the drug war, and I really wanted to sort of put my cameras, put myself... put my team in the middle of the action. And so this is really a firsthand account of the effects of what cartels are doing to everyday citizens and the response of everyday citizens rising up to fight back against it. It's a story that I've never heard about, and for decades, people would walk around in Mexico shattered in fear. The idea of mentioning the cartel, sort of unheard of. And in this film, we see citizens rising up almost, in a citizen revolution to fight back and take up arms. And, you know, my main character, one of the main characters, Dr. Jose Manuel Morales, a small town doctor who's leading this vigilante group, standing on a town square in front of thousands of people and saying to the head of the cartel, "I'm coming after you." Mm-hmm. I mean, this is unheard of. And so, you know, it was a sort of crazy, exhilarating ride and adventure to make. And I really hope that the film generates an important conversation both in Mexico and in the States. You know, and I think in America we don't really recognize that there's a war that's happening. We talk about ISIS. We talk about all these, you know, horrible things happening around the world, which are horrible.
Right.
But there's
the proximity of this one.
Yeah, it's our neighbor, you know, and this is something that we're responsible for largely. We're funding this war. We're feeding this war. We're consuming the drugs that are the basis for this war. You know, so I think it's something that we really need to see and see the effects of. And that's what I tried to do with this film.
And the gentleman you're mentioning, he was the one that says, "If you're watching this, I might be probably already dead."
Correct.
Man, that if you want to talk about stakes, all you got to do is show that clip, and you're just locked into the movie, man.
I mean, every time I was in the car with him, he had a bullseye on his back. There was a what most people would say an assassination attempt about halfway through filming, mm-hmm. in which he was flying in a plane, and supposedly the cartel was waiting to assassinate him, and so the pilot had to make an emergency landing, and they crashed. The pilot died. He almost was killed, and you know, that's when things started to get quite complicated.
A little dicey, yeah. What'd you shoot it on? What camera?
Canon C300.
Okay, nice. And that you so it was your cinematographer, and you said you went and shot a lot yourself too.
I worked with a very talented cinematographer, Matthew Porwall. You know, I shot a lot of the film myself as well.
Awesome. Thanks so much for stopping in and sharing it with us. If you guys haven't checked out the trailer, by all means, check it out. And then you're gonna instantly want to run out and see this sucker. It's an arresting little thing you've put together here. So I'm sure it's got to be nice after you. I'm sure you put so much time into it. It's got to be nice to see a little bit of reward coming out of it with the festival circuit here.
Yeah, it's been great playing festivals both in the States and across the world. You know, I'm just psyched to get it out in movie theaters and have people see it and react. And, you know, I can't wait for what's to come.
Yeah, like you said, it's at AFI Docs right now. And then if you happen to miss it, it's July 11th.
It's July 3rd in New York, July 10th in D.C., okay. And then spreading around the country that month. And our website's cartellandmovie.com, where you can find all the screening times and places. So. Thank
awesome.
You so much.
We'll check it out. Thanks for stopping in on WTOP.